Every year, the Oxford English Dictionary chooses a word of the year that captures the spirit of the past 12 months. But, yes, it's 2020, so just one word didn't cut it. Instead, the dictionary has chosen words of the year. And with us now, Fiona McPherson, an editor of the Oxford English Dictionary, to tell us about some of them. Kia ora, Fiona. Thanks for being with us on RNZ this morning. What are some of the words that popped up?
Well, a lot of the words are to do with COVID, which will hardly be surprising to anybody. So COVID-19 itself is one of the few words that we've chosen or we're discussing that's actually brand new this year. It didn't exist before February. And obviously now it's a word that's on everybody's lips and in everybody's conversation. So it's not that surprising that there's a few more words around COVID as well. Coronavirus, it's not a new word. It goes back to the 1960s. But again, another word that's probably was only really used by maybe medical professionals or epidemiologists, but now everybody's talking about it no matter who you are.
And a lot of them relate to those two words as well, don't they? Things like bubbles and circuit breaker.
Yes.
And lockdown, of course.
Of course, one of everyone's favourites there. Yeah, and things like social isolation, social distancing. I mean, these are all words, for me, it's quite fascinating to think about because although most of them existed before with, you know, a couple of exceptions, they weren't really words that we talked about or used that often. Yet this year has been so eventful and had, you know, forced us to change the ways that we behave and the way we live our lives so much that these words are completely in all of our conversations. And that's really, really amazing how quickly that happened. And on such a global level, but then that's not surprising given the, you know, the global nature of a pandemic.
There are some pandemics, one of the words. It's increased
by
57,000% this year.
Yep. Yeah, that kind of, as someone who works with words, that kind of blows my mind that something can be, you know, that big of a percentage. But yeah, it just shows the surge, the word surge doesn't even really cover it, does it? But the surge that all of these words have had in usage over the last 12 months.
But there have been a couple of other ones that have popped in. I suppose this is three words, Black Lives Matter, which people will remember.
Yes.
But we were having a conversation in the studio about another one of your words and we were going, was that this year? Was that this year? Bushfires. Yes, it was.
Yes, it was, exactly. Yeah, we saw a huge increase in the usage of bushfire. But of course, it seems like so long ago now, but it was this year, sort of January into sort of, I suppose, March this year. Yeah, that word was just everywhere. But it shows how quickly language changes and, you know, well, things change, but the language also changes. So that's kind of gone from being talked about so much to obviously slipping off the radar somewhat as other things which have, you know, taken more centre stage, I suppose, have come into being. And then it's amazing how quickly you forget.
These are words of the year, plural, but what's your favourite one? What would you go for?
Oh, now this is really difficult. I was thinking about this. I mean, oh, it's quite hard because you think you'd have to go for something COVID related, really. But then that seems a little bit on the kind of negative side. I mean, anthropause is one that I'm quite partial to because, again, that's one of the other few neologisms. And an anthropause, it straddles the sort of environmental aspect as well as the COVID. So that's basically a pause in human activity. We've all had to face restrictions on where we can go, where we can travel, what we're able to do. And that's given nature a little bit of a chance to you know, recuperate from all this human I suppose just everything that humans do to nature. So you've got fish appearing again in the Grand Canal in Venice and other kind of wildlife being left alone, so they're back in their sort of habitats, moving about more freely. And I like that because it's nice to have a new word and one that's got a little bit more of a positive spin on it, I guess. Although it's going against what we've done, anthropause is one I'm very partial to. Let's put it that way.
That's a great word. Thank you very much, Fiona McPherson there from the Oxford English Dictionary.